Hey there, kids. Yeah, it's me. It's me, your old pal Stu here once again. Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock, or just thereafter. Time once again for the Twang Trust. The only show that brings you both kinds of music. Chocolate and vanilla. It's that time, huh? Too much ice cream being consumed. That's okay. Yes, in addition to ice cream, we have for you today, let's see, what do we got? Oh, we got this new Ryan Adams thing. We might look at that. I dug up a great old Steve Earle thing. It's actually not even his song. Oh, wait till you hear it. Awesome stuff. It's we got a working man blues set. It's just going to be awesome. Oh, wow. Everything starts soon. Leroy Steger from one of last year's best records, Depression River, and a little thing called Wish You Were the Trees. Yep, it's July. It's July, that's an odd-numbered month, which means that, yes, Ryan Adams has another record out. And if you've been paying attention to all the glowing reviews of his new album, Easy Tiger, just let it be known that you're probably better off with Leroy Steger's Depression River, quite frankly, if you ask me. It's Easy Tiger. It's okay. You know, a new Ryan Adams album just means that I get to whine about how it's not in the same league as Whiskey Town's Stranger's Almanac. Still Ryan Adams' most shining moment, for sure. It's Easy Tiger. It's a little more solid, I guess, maybe, than some of his recent ones. But even on his cruddy records, there's always like one or two songs that are so freaking amazing that he keeps his, you know, his, you know, he still has his thing in check. He's still capable of something amazing. There's nothing really amazing on this record. That's the problem. I mean, it's, you know, maybe a little more, there's more okay songs than are usually on a Ryan Adams album, but there's no purely great ones. There is a great song title, though, and it is one of the better songs on it. But Oh My God, Whatever, Etc. has got to go down as one of the best song titles of the year. And we're going to listen to it right now. This is Ryan Adams from Easy Tiger.
Something's beating on the wall on the other side. Strange love is mourn each other's names on bio sheets for the very first time. One of them's James, the other some name. She changes every time she lies across his bed. But the light of the moon the way towards the morning, and the sun's well on the way too soon to know and know. Oh my God, whatever, etc. If I could, I'd fold myself away like a card table, a concertina, or a Murphy bed. I would, but I wasn't made that way. So you know instead, I'm open all night and the customers come to stay. And everybody tips, but not enough to knock me over. And I'm so tired, I just work to share. The light of the moon leads the way towards the morning, and the sun's well on its way too soon to know. And oh, oh my God, oh my God, whatever, etc.
Brand new music from Ryan Adams' best New York City buddy, Mr. Jesse Malin. Glitter in the Gutter is his new album, and sounding very fine. This might be Jesse's best record. I think I'd say so. Even, you know, forget about the Bruce duet. You know, take that one off. It's still his best album. There's a little number called Black Haired Girl. Drops lots of names in this album. I like albums that drop names. Yeah. There's a great Dee Dee Ramone reference in here somewhere. It's a fine record. It is. Before that, Ryan Adams' finest moment in album form, anyways, Whiskey Town Stranger's Almanac. Yes, indeed, we heard Waiting to Derail from that classic. Five stars, Ryan. Do it again someday, won't you? Maybe he will. Who knows? Brand new music from Ryan at the top of that set. His new album, Easy Tiger, we heard Oh My God, Whatever, etc. Yeah. Jesse Mellon, yeah. Why don't we stay with this? He does a cover on here. It's a ballsy cover, and it's a ballsy way to cover this cover. Not entirely sure that it works, but it's certainly interesting. Anyways, let's see if you remember this chestnut.
God, what a mess on the ladder of success. Take a first step and miss the whole first rung. Dreams unfulfilled, graduate unskilled. It beats picking cotton and waiting to be forgotten. We are the sons of no one, bastards of young. We are the sons of no one, bastards of young. The daughters and the sons. Clean your baby room, trash their baby bone. Elvis in the ground, waiting on beer tonight. What a hell of a function. It beats picking cotton and waiting to be forgotten. We are the sons of no one, bastards of young. We are the sons of no one, bastards of young. Daughters and the sons, willingness to claim us. You got no war to name us. Their graves on holidays at best. Ones love us least are the ones we'll die to please. If it's any consolation, I don't begin to understand. We are the sons of no one, bastards of young. We are the sons of no one, bastards of young. The daughters and the sons. Young, young, young.
I'm so pleased to meet me. That was The Replacements and Alex Chilton from that there album. Before that, somebody rumored to have once met The Replacements, Grandpa Boy from his album Dead Man's Shake. And a hanker. I'm so lonesome, I could cry. And at the top of that set, Mr. Jesse Malin and a cover of The Replacements, Bastards of Young, from his brand new record, Glitter in the Gutter. How about that, huh? Little different? Little different, yeah. Yeah, good on you, Jesse. I like this record more, this Jesse Malin thing. His voice is one of those voices that annoys me a great deal. Some voices, you know, some people have voices that just annoy the bejesus out of them. Like, there's lots of people who can't stand listening to Neil Young or Dan Stewart from Green on Red. They just hate the voice. I don't hate those voices. I don't know. I mean, yes, they're horrible, screechy things. But something about him, I just like him. Jesse Malin's voice annoys the bejesus out of me. But he's just got such a good heart and writes some good rockin' tunes that he makes up for it. Still a little annoying, I'll grant you that. But yeah, who knows? Who knows? Maybe he'll keep smoking and ruin his voice more and it'll get better. I don't know. Anyways, good record. Glitter in the Gutter, Jesse Malin. Yes, Children by the Millions will be screaming this Saturday when Dad and Brittany come back to Mud Puddle Radio. Yes, Mud Puddle Radio was off the airwaves for a while here on CKW while we were doing the Garageland thing in the early part of summer. You know, the big garage sale season. It'll pick up again in August. And boy, you want to listen here to the Twang Trust to find out when Stu and Kathy's Big S Garage Sale 2007 Part 2 occurs. It will be in the month of August. So it'll be towards the end of August. So don't plan any vacations the end of August, boy. You don't want to miss the sale of the century. But I digress. Mud Puddle Radio, yes, Saturday mornings here on CKUW, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. or 10 p.m. Yeah, we're going to do a 14-hour show. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's worth getting up for, it is. Yeah, me and Britt are going to be here. At least I am, anyways. Well, we're going to try and wake Britt up. It's a bit of a chore, but we're going to try and do it. She loves doing the radio thing. She hasn't been here in a while. She's looking forward to it. And what do we play here on Mud Puddle Radio is that, you know, it's not Raffy. We're not playing any Raffy. We're not playing any Sharon Lois and Brahm. None of that stuff. No. You can play simple, good-hearted stuff that rocks and rolls and does all of the good old people stuff that the kids will enjoy. It's possible. You don't have to talk down to them. No. Here's something that I don't know if I'll play this on Mud Puddle or not. There are some lyrical issues. I do believe they mention some rather adult vices in here, but it's hard to really understand them, so we're not really sure. And the kids, you know, kids are dumb. They're not going to pick it up. So we might play this song Saturday morning anyways and try to fool them. But you might want to listen close and decide for yourself if we should or not. This is from an EP that's going to be coming out in September. Not out yet. How do I have it? I don't know. It's just here. But it's from our second favorite band from Philadelphia, the Shalitas. You know them, right? They hang out with Marat, and they do that playground soul thing. That's what they call it, playground soul. And the kids love this one. You can clap along to this one. It's tons of fun. In fact, it's called the hand clapping song.
Rubber dog. Winnipeg, this is your friend Todd Snyder, and you're listening to both kinds of music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Blackbird, blue jay, one, two, three, four. Try stack, jump back, E, F, G. Big man, little man, fat man, skinny man, grasshopper, green snake, hold my hand. Choo, 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 Mama cat, tomcat, diapers on a clothesline, 2, 4, 6, 0, I run high. The crazy man, lazy girl, pony on a tin can, I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Choo, 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 choo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Ladybugs came to the ladybug picnic. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. And they played all day at the ladybug picnic. They had 12 sacks, so they ran sack races, and they fell on their backs, and they fell on their faces. Ladybugs 12 at the ladybug picnic. They played jump rope, but the rope it broke, so they just sat around telling knock-knock jokes. Ladybugs 12 at the ladybug picnic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and they chatted away at the ladybug picnic. They talked about the high price of furniture and rugs and fire insurance for ladybugs. Ladybugs 12 at the ladybug picnic. 12.
One more from Paul Westberg. The album is Stereo, and Burl Ives' classic, Mr. Rabbit. Yeah. A little sneak preview of what you're going to hear on Mud Puddle Radio this Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Tune in, won't ya? Yes. Before Paul Westerberg, we heard Elizabeth Mitchell and the Ladybug Picnic from her album You Are My Sunshine. Woody Guthrie before that, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, Woody Guthrie singing for the kids. Dan Zanes before that, and Polly Wally Doodle with his pal Sheryl Crow. And the Shalitas at the very top of that set. From the EP Born a Shalita, we heard the hand clapping song. Yeah. Yeah, you can clap to all the songs on Mud Puddle Radio Saturday mornings. It's true. It's true. Well, music for adults when we come back. Yes, indeed.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
The Winnipeg Folk Festival and Live Nation presents Wilco, August 15th at the Burton Cummings Theater for the Sky Blue Sky Tour, with special guest Richard Swift. Tickets available at livenation.com, ticketmaster.ca, and the Winnipeg Folk Festival Music Store. That's Wilco, August 15th at the Burton Cummings Theater. Wilco's new album, Sky Blue Sky, now available.
Art City would like to invite everyone to join us at the Art City Parade on Saturday, July 28th at 2 o'clock p.m. This year, Art City participants will be spending the month of July creating colorful costumes, banners, and sculptures around the theme of Dream City, our vision of our city in the future. The parade will feature futuristic buildings, green energy ideas, environmentally friendly transportation, and lots of our plant, insect, and animal friends.
Following the parade, there will be a community picnic and festivities in the field of Broadway Neighborhood Center. Everyone is welcome to join us for the celebration of community and art. If you want to participate in the parade, please meet at Art City at 616 Broadway at 1 p.m. For more information, please call Art City at 775-9856.
See you at the Art City Dream City Parade,
Saturday, July 28th at 2 o'clock p.m.
CKUW 95.9 FM and the West End Cultural Center presents Greg McPherson, Thursday, July 19th. Local troubadour Greg McPherson is on the road a lot these days, so it's always a treat when he plays Winnipeg. He'll be stopping by the West End Cultural Center for a special one-night-only performance featuring one solo set and one backed by his band. Doors at 7:15, show at 8. Tickets are $14 in advance, on sale now at the West End Cultural Center, Ticketmaster, Into the Music, and Music Trader. This is likely to be Greg's only Winnipeg show this summer, so get your tickets early. And remember, there is no fear in McPherson.
All by yourself, but you're never alone.
Yes, indeed, Greg McPherson. Tomorrow night at the West End Cultural Center. Did you hear Greg here on the radio last week? Oh, I hope you did. It was a ton of fun. You got a couple of brand new songs from Greg last week here on the Twang Trust. Check out our website if you missed it, twangtrust.ca. We got all our shows archived there. You can hear Greg singing his new tunes, and they were good ones. They were good ones, and you can go hear them live again tomorrow. I'm sure he's going to do them. He's going to have the big band tomorrow. Very exciting. Very exciting indeed. I was hoping to dig up an old archived show of Greg's. Greg actually used to do a show here on CKW. Did you know that? And one day he did his show. He had Alejandro Escovedo in town. And his whole band came in and played. They played for like half an hour. It was crazy. And I wanted to dig it up and play a bit of it, but I haven't been able to yet. We will dig it up. We will. One of these days, we're going to dig it up and play the whole darn thing. We will. I promise you. Soon. Soon we'll do that. But in this next set of music, we will hear from Greg McPherson. This is our Working Man Blues set right here. And we're going to start off with, well, with our namesake, Mr. Steve Earle. This show is called The Twang Trust, and we did steal that from Steve. That's the name of his production company. This song, we're going to hear from him right now, not on his new album called Washington Square Serenade, which comes out September 25th. Yep, he's got a new one coming out. This song, this is a live thing. It's a song that's never been recorded by anyone ever. I don't know why, because it's a great freaking song. Somebody's got to record this someday. It's actually not written by Steve. It's written by none other than Mr. Rodney Crowell. It's an old one. And, well, let's just let Steve tell you about it, shall we?
Right now, I'm going to change things up a little bit. I'm gonna get Harry Stinson down front where you girls can see him. We're going to put Bucky Baxter on the mandolin because, I mean, I got to make him play three instruments to possibly get my money's worth out of him. I got a friend from Galena Park, Texas named Rodney Crowell. And the best thing that he ever did in his life besides marry Roseanne Cash was to write this song. This song's about 12 years old. I first heard it in a hotel room in the middle of the night. Now, this song's called Brown and Root. Now, Brown and Root's the largest construction company in the southwestern United States, possibly in the entire world. After the Great Depression, them poor hillbillies have come out of Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana. Go to Texas looking for that good job with Brown and Root. Hell, it's $2 an hour if you can make carpenter. Thank you.
just too many ways to get beat.
Round and root, round and root. Slam the door at 3:45. I was headed for the company store. I'll watch my children starve no more tonight. I'm gonna feed them. Haven't worked in 40 days. For 23, I've had no pay. In a week, I'll have no place to stay. In an hour, they'll have to kill me. In an hour, they'll have to kill me. On the way, I met Big Johnny Hines, the strongest man in Sydney Mines. I told Big Johnny of my plight, his voice grew loud with anger. Today's as good a day to die as any that'll come to mind. I haven't home a sickly wife, I haven't worked since Easter. We haven't worked since Easter. But half the town will die for the mind of the call. The other half will leave when the mine decides to close. The people who left will starve to death at the hands of the company store. They'll bring the army in on us when the union gets too close to them. Burn it down, boys. Burn it down, boys. Burn it down, I said to the head. They'll shoot us down like our fathers, but like them, we're already dead in town. Our anger built in tightly while we walk the core road through the town. The story, yeah, we'll burn it down, burn it to a cinder. As I spoke these words before my eyes, the doors and windows open wide. 10 more miners joined my side, beaten, starved, and angered. We were beaten, starved, and angered. Well, half the town will die for the mine of the coal. The other half will leave when the mine decides to close. The people who left will starve to death at the hands of the company store. They'll bring the army in on us when the union gets too close to them. Burn it down, boys. Burn it down, boys. Burn it down, I said to the head. They'll shoot us down like our mothers, but like them, we're already dead in town. In an hour, they'll have to kill me. I slammed my door at 3:45. I was headed for the company store. I'll watch my children starve no more tonight. I'm gonna feed them. Haven't worked in 40 days. For 23, I've had no pay. In a week, I'll have no place to stay. In an hour, they'll have to kill me. In an hour, they'll have to kill me. Well, half the town will die for the mine or the coal. The other half will leave when the mine decides to close. The people who are left will starve to death at the hands of the company store. They'll bring the army in on us when the union gets too close to them. Burn it down, boys. Burn it down, boys. Burn it down, I said to the head. They'll shoot us down like our fathers, but like them, we're already dead and down.
Hi, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Well, Jim Nolan had a hard man for an old man. They'd say he'd take on 5 men with his bare hands, but somehow he'd always come up against 6. And Jimmy found him one morning beaten to death in a ditch. So he put his pop in the earth. On his way back to work, he stopped in Lincoln Park where a man talked about self-worth and got cracked in the back of the neck with a nightstick. Locked up for being a vagrant, which in America during the Depression was a word synonymous with communist. Now some men in the pen talked about this resistance, said fighting for yourself is useless, but fighting for a cause is bliss. Well, Jimmy listened. When free, he enlisted. He barely subsisted for months, but he persisted. He assisted Max, a veteran field agent, who saw in his new comrade a keen mind and a quiet strength.
There's some fruit picker in Southern California, just got their wages cut. Well, you and I are on the next train down there. See if we can't stir things up. Fruit picker.
Southern California. Just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down there. Sure enough, them boys was pissed. Picking apples for 16 cents a bucket instead of 26. Well, Max gave a little speech. Invested capital is an infection. It'll get into your heart and make you sick. Now you see these apples on these trees, they gotta be picked. And if you ain't happy with your day's pay, why stand for it? Stick together and fight. As free men, you got the right to strike.
There's some fruit picker in Southern California.
Just got their wages cut.
You and I are on the next train down there.
See if we can't stir things up.
Fruit pickers in Southern California.
Just got their wages cut.
You and I are on the next train down there.
Strike they did, and overnight the owners brought replacements in. And in a fight with these blacklegs, Jimmy got shot, another man got shot dead. Well, nothing gets fire in a man's head quite like a little bloodshed. And so Orange County came to have a mob on their hands, led by a couple Reds. And the police set up a roadblock with orders not to let the mob through. But when a mob moves through guns and gas like an animal, then the mob rules. And they mowed down that barricade like it was nothing, like it wasn't even there. Knocked hell out of them black legs until the mob cooled down and the men got scared.
There's some fruit picker in Southern California.
Just got their wages cut.
You and I are on the next train down there.
See if we can't stir things up.
Fruit pickers in Southern California.
Just got their wages cut.
You and I are on the next train down there.
Well, Jimmy was hurt bad, but he was a soldier, and he meant to put this strike over. He acted more like a general than a young man with a bullet in his shoulder. He said it made him stronger, more driven. It's on the edge near his death where a man has to clear his vision. And he knew the National Guard were no doubt on their way to save the day for capitalism. He also knew that victory lay in the men fighting now, not running away. But he needed blood to fire the men back up, because he just didn't know what to say. And then a shotgun blast cut through the night, answering Jimmy's thoughts. And when Max turned him over, he saw that shot had blown Jimmy's face clean off. Being a party man, Max knew what he had to do, and it made him ill. And he put a lantern on the ground by Jimmy's face so you could see it well. And the men had gathered around and were quiet, so he didn't have to yell. And he said, this man wanted nothing for himself. He wanted nothing for himself.
There's some fruit picker in Southern California.
Just got their wages cut.
You and I are on the next train down there.
See if we can't stir things up.
Fruit pickers in Southern California.
Just got their wages cut.
You and I are on the next train down there.
Folks, this is Steve Roll, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust. Wait a minute, Twang Trust? That's on CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
Ah, yes. Ridley Bent there from his album Blam, and the Twang Trust song of the summer a couple years ago. Yes, indeed. Fruit Pickers, In Dubious Battle, in brackets. Yeah, it's one of them fancy books, In Dubious Battle. Yes, I don't read. I can't tell you anything about it. Ridley Bent, great stuff. He's got a new record coming out soon, and it promises to be even better. Stay tuned for that one. That was our Working Man Blues set. Did you notice? Did you? Greg McPherson from the Maintenance EP before that, and Company Store. Greg will be in concert tomorrow night at the West End Cultural Center. Two sets, one solo, one with a band. Be there for both. Yes. I think there's like 3 tickets left. You better hurry. You better hurry. And at the top of that set, Mr. Steve Earle. Recorded live at the Chestnut Cabaret in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1986. How about that, huh? First generation Dukes there with Harry Stinson and Bucky Baxter. How about that, huh? That was quite a number. Brown and Root, an old Rodney Crowell song. I remember hearing a story Steve told when he did that thing, and that he was actually on a demo that was recorded of that song, although he didn't remember actually doing it. He heard it played back, and he was on it, and he didn't actually recall actually taking part in the session. Of course, that's where Steve was at the time, and that session has never turned up anywhere. That song is not available by anybody anywhere, only here on the Twang Trust and our little mystery disc collection. Yeah, well, look at that, we're 6 minutes late for the entertainment guide. Holy moly. We're going to have to try it. We're going to play all our 33 and a third records in the next set. We'll be played at 45 to make up for that.
Into the Music is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Since 1987, Into the Music has been bringing Winnipeg the best in quality collectible music. The anniversary fun kicks off on July 16th with a mega sale on new and used items. Celebrate 20 years of sound with Into the Music, 245B McDermott Street in Winnipeg's Historic Exchange District. For more details, call 287-8279. That's 287-8279.
Oh, this new backing track is, it's almost confrontational. I don't know. I don't know if I like it. We'll see. It's unbelievable. Well, hey, this is CKW's Entertainment Guide. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. Brought to you each and every time by Into the Music. Yeah. CKW 95.9 FM in the West End Cultural Center present Greg McPherson tomorrow night at the West End Cultural Center. Don't miss this special one-night-only performance featuring one solo set and one set backed by his band. This is likely to be Greg's only Winnipeg show of the summer, so get your tickets early. Well, you can't get them early, you can get them late, but you might be able to still get them, so get them. They're $14 in advance at Ticketmaster, West End Cultural Center, Into the Music, and Music Trader. That's Greg McPherson tomorrow at the West End Cultural Center. What goes around? It's celebrating the Graffiti Gallery's 9-year anniversary. Yes, there's a fabulous exhibit on display running now through till August 23rd at the Graffiti Gallery. 109 Higgins Avenue. Check it out. CKW presents the Art City Parade. Join us for the Art City Parade at 12 noon on Saturday, July 28th. Our theme this year is Dream City. Art City participants will be working throughout July to create costumes, banners, and sculptures around this theme. Dream City is our vision of how we see our city in the future. Visit Art City at 616 Broadway or call 775-9856. For more information. Well, let's see what's happening over at Times Changed High and Lonesome Club this weekend. Tomorrow night, Perpetration, along with Vince Andrushko. Yes, the Perpetrators and Vince Andrushko tomorrow at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. Friday night, it's Mayor Matt Allen and the Little Buddies, and Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. I think we might even be hearing from those Poor Choices in the next set. They got a new album out. Looking mighty fine. Also, Saturday night at Times Change, Righteous Ike with Skybird Band and Marty Green. Get your calculators out. Let's see. Oh, our pals, the Hazy Pilgrims, Winnipeg's only rock and roll band. They're playing the Fringe Festival stage on Monday, July 23rd. That's this coming Monday at 7:30 p.m. in Old Market Square. The Fringe Festival starts today and runs until Sunday, July 29th. Check out winnipegfringe.com for all the details. There's kind of a groovy play going on called Woesley Tales. In and Under the Granola Belt. It actually features the Proctor family. You know Jeremy Proctor, right? Well, he's doing the music, and his mom is wrote and stars in this thing. And it goes, it's all about the granola belt. Going back to the 70s, it's crazy. Go check it out. Wednesday to Sunday at 7 p.m. At Venue 22. That's Partners Deli across William Avenue from Market Square in the City Hall Courtyard. Yeah, it goes both weeks, Wednesday to Sunday, July 18th to 22nd and July 25th to 29th. Yeah, check it out. Next Thursday, July 26th, John Fogerty at the MTS Center with the Jim Cuddy Band opening up. Carolyn Mark at Times Changed. Thursday, August 9th, she'll be on her way to Ear Falls, Ontario, but she's stopping in to visit us at Times Changed, Thursday, August 9th. Then she'll be out at Ear Falls, Ontario for the Trout Forest Music Festival. It runs August 10th to the 12th. And there's all sorts of awesome bands that are going to be there this year. None other than Elliot Brood, my boys, along with Hayes Carl, Nathan, the Hazy Pilgrims, the Derangers, the Western States, Little Miss Higgins, Mike Trike, Chords of Canada, the Doug and Jess Band, Andrew Neville, and on and on and on. Ear Falls, it's a 4.5-hour drive from Winnipeg, about 2 hours northeast of Kenora. Check out troutfest.com for ticket and camping info, as well as details on the bus transportation package, which will get you home in time for Wednesday, August 15th, when Wilco returns to the Jim Cale Theater. Special guest Richard Swift. Yes, and we told you last week we were going to give you some Wilco tickets, didn't we? Didn't we? We have 4 pairs to give away. Can you believe it? 4 pairs. And there ain't many pairs left, even for sale. Go to Ticketmaster. There's like a second balcony if you want a pair. Crazy. But ours are on the ground. Yes, no parachutes needed with the freebies from the Twang Trust. So stay tuned to find out how you can win one of these 4 pairs that we're going to be giving away in I guess every week. We should give away a pair tonight. We should. We're going to give away a pair tonight. Before this night's over, Wilco tickets up for grabs. Look at that. And the entertainment guide ran out, 10 minutes ago. But if you'd like your event placed here next week, well, tell us about it. We can't read minds. Call us, 786-9782. There. The end. Let's see. We should play something for the kids, huh? Not the little kids, the Mud Puddle set we did, but the slightly older kids. Let's see. What's happening? What's on the charts? The number one record in Canada this week. The new Smashing Pumpkins album. Are you excited? Oh, boy. I'm not. But the new album, it's called Zeitgeist, which, of course, is a tribute to the Austin, Texas band of the same name, mid-80s, Zeitgeist. They changed their name a little while later because some jazz fusion band had the same name, and they had to change their name to the Reavers. But they were known as Zeitgeist when they put out their first album called Translate Slowly. Nice to see the Smashing Pumpkins paying tribute to them. And I thought, what the heck? Let's listen to a couple songs from this classic record, Translate Slowly. Is there a year in this thing? Let me see. I'm thinking 80. It's either 84 or 85. Guaranteed, it's one of those 2 years. Let me see. 85. Yep. This one goes back a ways, though. Of course, these guys are from Austin, Texas. Not sounding terribly country, though, but they do a country chestnut here. Willie Nelson classic. I've listened to this song for years before I actually realized what song it was. Let's see if it takes you that long to figure this one out. Zeitgeist, or the Reavers, whatever you want to call them. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kelly Willis, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
Oh, Patty Griffin from her brand new record, Children Running Through, and No Bad News. And no bad news to report about that record. It is great. Still, probably my favorite record so far this year. Oh, I don't play it often enough. It's just awesome. Oh, like the first 7 songs are incredible. Incredible. The quality dips slightly after that, but not much. But them, oh boy, them first batch is just you'll melt when you hear them. And it's all over the place, what she does. Oh, it's great. Great, great, great. Before that, this is a bit of Austin. We're in Austin, Texas at the moment. That's where Patty Griffin's from, isn't it? She's an Austin gal, isn't she? I think so. Zeitgeist certainly was, and so were the Reavers. They were actually the same band. Some jazz combo made them change their name from Zeitgeist to the Reavers. The Smashing Pumpkins remembers, though. They've titled their album, their brand new album, the hottest album in the country right now, after the great Austin, Texas combo. We heard a couple of their songs from their very first record, Translate Slowly, originally released as Zeitgeist, then re-released in the popular CD format as The Reavers. Out of print, worth many dollars. We heard a couple of tracks from it. We heard Freight Train Rain and an old cover of the old Willie Nelson classic, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. You didn't even know that's what you were listening to. Where did you? Did you? I didn't. I listened to this record about 1,000 times when it came out, and it was like years later that I realized that that's what that song was. You know, you're singing along even, and you don't realize what song it is. It's crazy. Crazy. But a classic record. Not the best produced thing in the world, but yeah, they needed a good producer, but a great record nonetheless. Have you recovered from the folk festival yet? Yeah, I had my prescription filled by Dr. Gomeshi, and I'm feeling fine now. But it was a good time, wasn't it? We reviewed a little bit last week. We didn't get around to playing any Flatlanders, though, last week. So while we're in Austin, Texas here, let's continue with that. And here's one the Flatlanders did on their main stage set. Certainly the highlight of their main stage set. I actually preferred the workshop they did. They did a workshop at the end of the day, the day they played. What day was that? Saturday? It was Saturday, yes. And then they did the main stage. The main stage, they pretty much stuck to Flatlanders songs, per se, from the 2 or 3 Flatlanders albums that exist. The thing is, those records, they're okay, you know. I mean, as records go, they're okay albums, you know. Of course, 3 legendary guys, 3 legendary singer-songwriters from Texas, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Joe Ely, and Butch Hancock. But their records as the Flatlanders, you know, isn't where the legend comes from. The legend comes from their own songs that they've put out on many, many an album over the years. And that's what they stuck to at the workshop. So you hear all the really classic ones at the workshop. There are a couple they snuck in on the main stage. But this one that we're going to listen to, oh boy, it was particularly sweet, especially when the gals from Olabel came out for the chorus. It's actually not any of their songs. It's written by another old Texas dude named Terry Allen. And I thought, what the heck? Let's dig up the original. Let's hear Terry Allen himself singing the big Flatlanders encore Smasheroo from a couple weekends ago at Birchill Park. It's a little number called Give Me a Ride to Heaven. And we're going to get somebody here to introduce it for us. Somebody, if you would, please.
Hello, Winnipeg. Hey, this is Butch Hancock. You're downtown and, believe it or not, underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW. If you're listening on the radio, which I hope you are right now, it's 95.9 FM.
Okay.
Well, I was all caught up with myself on the highway at night, but driving like a bat out of hell when I beheld an amazing sight. Was a lonely apparition
standing there with a thumb out in the wilderness and a halo in his hair. He said, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. So I come screeching to a halt, I said, hop on in. He said, thanks a lot for the lift, I'll forgive you of your sins. Hell, I just come from Jerusalem where things are going bad. Oh, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I need to talk to my dad. Yeah, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. Well, I didn't know what to do, so I jammed her down in gear, kind of kicked my feet beneath the seat, I was trying to hide the beer. Oh, but he just grinned and said, my friend, I know you must think it's odd, but you got nothing to fear about drinking the beer if you share with the Son of God. Hey, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. Said you have to show me how to get there, I ain't been before. It's a hard place to find, he said, but I'll give you a little clue. It ain't somewhere up in the air, sitting right here inside with you. And right in the middle of that perfect smile from his robes, he pulled a gun, stuck it up beside my head, said, how's this for kingdom come? Well, I pulled off scared, but I heard him say as he left me beneath the stars, well, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, and tonight, my son, he gonna use your car. Yeah, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you a paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. Yeah, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you a paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ.
Hey, this is Rami Mays, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
It's the day you say you're leaving, darling. Time comes when you must follow your own star. And though my silly mind, sick with fear in my heart, I know that these differences just go to show how much the same.
same we are. Someday we'll build a new home up in the canyon by the falls, splashing water our companion under shooting stars. And when Mother Earth and Father Time reunite us one more time, we'll remember that we've never been apart.
Potato chips commercial.
Hey, Winnipeg, this is Joe Ely, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Let's jump on the DC-9, go down to Dallas. One, two, three, go!
Did you ever see Dallas from a DC-9 at night? Well, Dallas is a jewel, Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas gives a beautiful life. Did you ever see Dallas from a DC-9 at night? Well, Dallas is a woman who'll walk on you when you're down. But when you're up, she's the kind you want to take around. But Dallas ain't a woman to help you get your feet on the ground. Lord, Dallas is a woman who'll walk on you when you're down. Ooh, I was down. I came into Dallas with a bright light on my mind. Came into Dallas with a dollar and a
from a DC-9 at night. Well, Dallas is a jewel. Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas gives a beautiful light. Did you ever see Dallas from a DC-9 at night? Oh, boy.
Sydney from the 727 at night, yeah. Sydney shines such a beautiful light. I can see Bondi through my window way up to the right, yeah. And the curling wave on a distant break, and the sleeping city just about to wake. Have you ever seen Sydney from a 727 at night? Catching the first rays of the morning sun, yeah. My eyes are full of sand from my midnight run. And the captain says, belt up now, we'll be touching down in 10, yeah. So I press my seat and I straighten up. I fold my tray and I stash my cup. As the red rooms are catching the first rays of the morning sun. Colored eyes, yeah. And sent her letters full of lies. Have you ever longed to see the sun fall where it used to rise, yeah. And quit your job on the spot, bought that ticket, yeah, spent the lot. Have you ever fallen for a girl with different colored eyes? Sydney from the 727 at night. Have you ever seen Sydney from the 727 at night? Have you ever seen Sydney from the 727 at night? Me, I've never seen Dallas from a DC-9.
Hi folks, it's Paul Kelly here. You're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Truss, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
From Texas all the way to Australia there, and that's it. That was Paul Kelly from his album Comedy, and a little number called Sydney from a 727. Yes, a bit of a nod there to Joe Ely's classic Dallas, which we heard beforehand from his live album, Live at Liberty Lunch. And Flatlanders, of course, doing that one on the main stage at the Folk Festival a couple of weekends ago. Yes, indeed. It was a fine time for all. Before that, we heard Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Flatlander, song Reunion that he did with Lucinda Williams. Yes, that was her. And we started it off with the song, was it an encore? I guess it wasn't really an encore. They didn't really do an encore per se, but it was at the end of the set there. Give Me a Ride to Heaven, boys. We heard the original version by the guy who wrote it, Mr. Terry Allen. Going back a ways for that one. But sounding awful fine, huh? Yes, indeed. Well, Twang Trust here. CKUW 95.9. Getting towards the end of the show. 17 minutes left. Not much time. Not much time to give away Wilco tickets. Did you know Wilco's coming to town? It's true, they are.
The Winnipeg Folk Festival and Live Nation presents Wilco, August 15th at the Burton Cummings Theater for the Sky Blue Sky Tour, with special guest Richard Swift. Tickets available at livenation.com, ticketmaster.ca, and the Winnipeg Folk Festival Music Store. That's Wilco, August 15th at the Burton Cummings Theater. Wilco's new album, Sky Blue Sky, now available.
Yeah, maybe you've tried looking up for Wilco tickets at Ticketmaster and found nothing but Drek left up in the second balcony. Yeah, that's too bad. Actually, you might want to try that Live Nation thing. Go to wilcoworld.net, and there's a link there, and they have sort of like fan club things, tickets. There might be some tickets there, and they're probably better than what's available. And even go to the phone up the Folkfest Music Store and ask them. They may actually have some better ones there. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. But it's worth a call. Of course, you don't want to sit up in the second balcony, do you? No. You want to sit down on the floor. And, maybe you've left it too long. Maybe, you're worried you're not going to get a good seat for Wilco. But, of course, you do want to buy them. But you could always just take these ones that I have here. They're just sitting here. Actually, they're not. I don't have them yet. But we are going to give away a pair of Wilco tickets. Now. But hold on, before you call 774-6877, this is going to be a skill testing question. This ain't where you got to work for these a little bit. You got to know something. You got to be a Wilco fan if you're going to get these tickets. Here's the deal. You got to tell me what was the very first venue Wilco played in Winnipeg. If you could tell me, the first person who can tell me gets a pair of tickets to see them. August 15th at the Burton Cummings Theater. And there I said it. That's the first time I've ever said it, I think. Oh, my goodness. Here's something you might see on a VW commercial. It's the very first track on Wilco's Sky Blue Sky album. It's called Either Way.
Maybe the sun will shine today. Clouds will blow away. Maybe I won't feel so afraid. I will try to understand. Either way, maybe you still love me, maybe you don't. Either you will or you won't. Maybe you just need some time alone. Free. has its plan. Either way,
well, believe it or not, the Wilco tickets are still up for grabs. Nobody knows where they first played in Winnipeg. If you do, 774-6877.
Hi, this is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Once upon a time I had to buy a new mattress. The man on the radio said I should come on down. He said that there weren't nobody gonna beat his prices. So I went down to Main Street and Nick Hill showed me around. He said we got the finest selection in the city. Our furniture connections are the best that's to be found. He said that my new bed could be delivered in the morning. I'd have a year to pay and I wouldn't have to lay no money down. Nick Hill, 50 years in the same location. Nick Hill, the man who left the sofa machine on. I got kitchen sets and sofa beds and dining room sensations. Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son. To get a new TV, I went down Main Street and I laid no money down. I got my brand new set so that I could watch the Jets. Guess it was on the TV when the commercials came around. Nick Hill, 50 years in the same location. Nick Hill, the man who left the sofa machine on. I got kitchen sets and sofa beds and dining room sensations. Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son. To get a word in edgewise was a major difficulty when Nick was on the TV with his number one son. He'd stand on his head just to do business with you. That old cowpoke was your community son. Nick Hill, 50 years in the same location. Nick Hill, the man who left the sofa machine on. I got kitchen sets and sofa beds and dining room sensations. Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son. Then one sad and fateful day, old Nick Hill, he passed away. The big guy in the sky said that Nick should come on down. They moved that store from Maine, and things ain't been the same. We won't see another guy like Nick Hill in this town. Nick Hill, 50 years in the same location. Nick Hill, the man who left the sofa machine on. I got kitchen sets and sofa beds and dining room sensations. Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son. Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son.
I was the one that soon would
boxcar. Manitoba was never so cold.
Hi, this is Andrew Neville from The Poor Choices, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Welcome back to the Twang Trust, folks. And it took a while, but we finally got a winner in our Wilco competition contest thing. But first, that was Andrew Neville and The Poor Choices from their brand new record called Letter Buck. We heard a couple from that album. We heard Nick Hill, Fine Ode to a Fine Fella, and Freezing to Death in a Boxcar. Both of those Rob Weiermeyer compositions. CKW alumnus, Rob Weiermeyer. Yes, it's true. Fine. Sounding fine. Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. Yes, indeed. And before that, Wilco from their most recent outing, titled Sky Blue Sky. We heard the big Volkswagen commercial Either Way. And we had our big contest. We were giving away a pair of tickets to see Wilco August 15th at the Jim Cale Theater. And the question was, what was Wilco's very first venue? And it was, believe it or not, Assiniboia Downs. Did you know that? It's true. Yes, they played the Tragically Hips, another roadside attraction, way back in, I don't know what year it was. Being There was the album that was out at the time. It was first generation Wilco with Jay Bennett was still in the band and stuff. Believe it or not, yes. You missed it, didn't you? You didn't see him then, did you? I did. I was there. It was okay. You know, they actually got better. As a band, they got better. They're going to be even better than that. August 15th at Burton Cummings Theater. Oh, I said it again. I said it twice. I hate saying that. Anyways, Christine won. Christine finally guessed it. We had about 8,000 people try, and nobody got it until Christine finally did. And so kudos to her. But don't worry. Don't worry. We got three more pairs to give away before the show gets here. Yep. So keep tuning in here to the Twang Trust. Put your lucky thinking cap on. And who knows, maybe you can walk away with a pair next week. Yeah, and look at that. It's about time to get out of here. So we'll hear one more from Wilco. Here's their cover of a Big Star song from the Big Star tribute album, Big Star, Small World. This is my vote as the prettiest song ever written in history. You can go back to Beethoven and Chopin, and those guys didn't write a song even half as pretty as this one. Oh, it's just a gorgeous little thing. It's called 13. We'll leave you with this one. And hey, Saturday mornings, if you're up at 8 a.m., tune in. Mud Puddle Radio, me and Britt are going to be here playing songs like this one. See you then or another time. Be good.
From school, won't you let me meet you by the pool? Maybe Friday I can get some tickets for the dance, and I'll take be an outlaw for my love.
If that's so, let me know. It's over, I can't go. I won't make you.
Everybody, this is Carrie and Devin from Nathan, and you are listening to
The High and Lonesome Sound of the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Spins, and there's no washing off this grin.